weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
If I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, I would have done it.
When they give us that inch, that bump stock ban, we will take a mile.
You've heard people say, you'll have to pry my gun from my cold dead hands. Okay.
We have introduced an assault weapons ban.
I'm talking about a ban on assault rifles.
If you listen real close, you can hear the people in power shaking.
It's not enough to simply have a catchy ad on a Monday and then only do it every Monday. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Enough.
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 We say no more.
I'm the guy that originally wrote the assault weapons ban that became law.
A gentleman just walked up to me in his picture line. He says, I have an AR-15, and I will turn this in if it means saving the lives of our kids. Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15, your AK-47. We're not going to allow it to be used against our fellow Americans anymore.
Do you think Trump is responsible for what happened? And I said, well, look, I mean, obviously he didn't pull the trigger, but he's certainly been tweeting out the ammunition.
I'm incredibly saddened, and it is very hard to think about this.
I'm tired of hearing people, all they have to offer is thoughts and prayers. In my faith, people say faith without works is dead. So we will find a way. But the reason we have a problem right now is we've let the corporate gun lobby frame this debate. It is time that we have bold actions and a bold agenda.
Over 90% of the American people think we have to get assault weapons off the street, period. And we have to get buybacks and get them out of their basements.
Everyone up here favors an assault weapon ban. Everyone up here favors magazine limitations, which, by the way, would have made a huge difference.
We can ban the weapons of war.
It's about ending the sales of assault weapons into our communities. Those weapons of war were designed to kill people as effectively and as efficiently as possible. They should belong on the battlefield and not in our communities.
But I also believe that a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
By the way, you can't own the following weapons, period. They cannot be sold anymore.
Like, if you're going to take people's guns away, wait till you get elected, then take the guns away.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Well, we feel really good that we're one step closer to achieving one of the primary goals that the families had when they brought this litigation, which was to prevent Alex Jones from ever inflicting the kind of harm at scale that he had inflicted upon them.
We look forward to infesting your social media feeds with caricatures and grotesqueries of the very people who have ruined our media ecosystem over the last 10 years.
I am going to make a big announcement right now, and that might affect our relationship. And I am pledging myself to Satan and to the Prince of Darkness.
Oh, I read about this last night on a website.
After a decade of trying to shut us down and spending hundreds of millions of dollars to do it, believe they will be successful shutting us down Thursday night at midnight. But we're starting the Alex Jones Network. And the coordinates of the next phase of the InfoWar is AlexJonesLive.com. So if you want to stand against the tyrants and against the censors and against the globalists and against their goal to shut us down, share that URL in your whole email list, your text message list, all over X, Facebook, TikTok, everywhere else. The coordinates of the next level, the next phase, the chapter in the fight against the tyrants is AlexJonesLive.com. And go to AlexJonesApp.com and download on Android or on Apple free the app for the new Alex Jones Live show that has audio and video feeds, the articles, special reports, and more. The tyrants are counting on you to not take this serious. They're counting on you to not take action. So take action now at AlexJonesLive.com and AlexJonesApp.com. The ball is in your court. Roll over and submit to tyranny or stand up and fight 1776 2.0. You're unstoppable. But I know this. The answer to 1984 is 1776. And if they were looking for a fight, they better believe they got one. make a massive announcement right now. I mean, this is just bonker town. What it does is just... I feel 20 years younger. I'm not kidding you. Ultra Methylene Blue.
I love it. This stuff works, man.
I just can't shut up about it. Ultra Methylene Blue. I mean, this is just bonker town.
I know. I love it.
I just can't shut up about it. Ultra Methylene Blue. I just can't shut up about it. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com. It is just beyond spectacular.
You're watching The War Room with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now on X.com. Annihilate.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to The War Room. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. War Room Live, coming to you live this, Wednesday afternoon. Here from the off-site secret bunker headquarters of the Alex Jones Network. Very glad you're here with us today. We got a lot of stuff to cover. We'll be joined in the second hour by Brandon Weikert. He, of course, is a geopolitical analyst, and we'll be talking quite a bit about the Iran war. And we got a lot of stuff to talk about. In that regard, we have some developments with the negotiations. In fact, guys, just a few minutes ago, I sent in a video that's about 6 minutes long from Drop Site News. If y'all could get that, I'd like to go to it because it's sort of the latest in the negotiations and where they stand now. But essentially, we'll be covering three main topics today. We'll be talking about Iran. We'll be talking about the hantavirus and the cruise ship. And we'll be talking about there's one other thing that we'll get to. Oh, the aliens. Oh, right, the aliens. Sorry, I almost forgot about the aliens. So it feels like we're in the crux here. We're at the intersection of all of these, frankly, psyops. Like, yeah, there's physical aspects to them, but for the main part, they serve as psychological operations. The physical parts are in service of the wider psychological operations. So the Iran war, the aliens, and the hantavirus, I guess is how you say it, feels like COVID on steroids. Feels like COVID-19 times three. Feels like they're like, we don't know which one, if one of these is sufficient, let's do all of them at once. We got the Iran war, shut down fertilizer, cause starvation, bring about the rationing, cause control that way. We got the aliens in case, you know, people are... That's too mundane. I don't know. Maybe it's too mundane just starving everybody by eliminating their fertilizer. Maybe we need some sort of sci-fi element to keep people's attention. And then the hantavirus, of course, just that's the sprinkle on the ice cream, right? That's just the little bit on top to go. And, you know, you'll die if you go outside. There's a lot of suspicious stuff about the hantavirus. It's funny, actually, seeing the way that, like, I mean, COVID, they really, I'm thinking now, looking back, they're like, we probably should have gone harder with COVID. Like, I think they expected COVID to be so overwhelming. I mean, the vaccines they wanted to get in everybody. I think they knew there was going to be some resistance. I think they thought they could get over it. They thought they could overwhelm it. And while a lot of it was like the testing phase where they wanted to see, okay, what's people's reactions going to be? How do they respond to this type of input? I think it trained everybody to do the research and the investigation. I mean, there's this cruise ship that they say has hantavirus on it. And within 2 days, it's like you're scrolling down X and it's people like, here's who owns the cruise ship. Here's who their, spouses work for. Here's how they're even remotely involved in anything to do with biotechnology. Here's every person on the cruise ship. Here's where they went. Here's just a list of every new level 4 bioweapons lab created in the Southern Hemisphere in the last 24 months. Like, there is so much human intelligence activity going on investigating this stuff
they're not going to get away with much, I don't think. Now, then again, you know, they are getting away with things like what they did during COVID-19, although that also may be actually happening. We're just in this constant push-pull where the Trump administration, like, says it's going to do the right thing, and you, like, get excited, and then it doesn't really come through, or, you know, it wasn't what you expected exactly. And I see a lot of that going on. We've seen this for the last couple weeks where they realized, you know, about 3-4 weeks into the Iran war, it was going terribly. They weren't going to be able to get out of it and, you know, declare victory like they thought they were going to be able to. So, you know, they started going, well, we're going to do mass deportations, or we're going to do this, and we're going to, you know, well, look, we just charged, you know, whoever. So we'll see. We'll see if just like the fact they have so much ground to make up. They're so far behind in the race right now in terms of, you know, public support, that they really got to double down and actually do all of the stuff that we want. Whether they pull it off or not, I don't know. But you've got Tom Homan going out going, you haven't seen crap yet. The mass deportations are coming. And it's like, no, they're not, dude. I don't know what to tell you, but they're just not. They're not, because if you want the mass deportations, then you're going to get the ICE protest. If you get the ICE protest, you're going to have to fight them. You're going to have to crush them. You're going to have to send out troops to, you know, hold the line. And then you're going to get the bad press, and then you're going to lose the midterm. So you're not doing mass deportations. Stop. Just stop. I don't believe you. But the fact that they're saying that they are, you know, is evidence that they are at least aware of what they should be doing. The fact that they're not doing it is very concerning. However, when it comes to things like COVID-19, obviously they've arrested some of Anthony Fauci's underlings or charged them. And apparently we have until the 11th of this month to arrest Anthony Fauci for perjury before the statute of limitations runs up. But remember, the perjury was in service of the genocide. The perjury was in service of the mass murder that they were carrying out. I don't think there's a statute of limitations for murder. So, and again, it's like the perjury wasn't something small. It wasn't something off topic, you know, like they'll get, you know, Roger Stone or somebody on where they bring him in and ask him a ton of questions. And if he answers just one of them wrong, they send him to jail. That's the trap set up for, you know, patriots. But when you serve the establishment, you know, you got to really, really perjure yourself. And the way Anthony Fauci perjured himself was lying about the cover-up of the virus's origin and the creation of the virus, and the fact that, I mean, really think about this. If any of it was real, if any of the, you know, COVID story was accurate, their behavior makes no sense at all. If you're really trying to contend with this mysterious novel virus, you don't know how, you know, where it came from, what it is, you have absolutely no incentive. You have absolutely no reason at all to cover up any information about it. The only reason you'd cover up information is if you already knew where it came from and you wanted to disguise that fact. And so as the world was reeling, as the economy was crashing, I mean, God only knows the damage that these lockdowns did, that all of this, and all of it was predicated on the lies that Anthony Fauci was perpetrating in the American media. The fear, the outrage, the tearing families apart. It was all predicated on this idea that half of us were telling the truth and the other half was lashing out at us because they believed Anthony Fauci. And all of this chaos and all of the misery and all of the death that occurred, it all could have been massively lessened. It all could have been significantly easier to contain if they had told the truth. If they had come out right away, and said, this came from a lab. We think it came from this lab. We're going to isolate the strain that is from this lab. We're going to find out everything about it. Like, that's what you would have pursued if you were actually had any interest at all in actually combating a real virus. The fact that they covered it up is evidence of the whole thing being a fraud, the whole thing being a scam. So, it's one of these things where it's like when it's them, you know, the law, the letter of the law, the exact specific timetable is adhered to rigidly. And it's like, well, you know, like, you know, it's some sort of game or something where it's like, no, that's the foul line, and you cross the foul line, and you get the, you know, you get the penalty. Absolutely. And then, you know, when it's them, it's, well, you know, 5 years, 10 years, who knows, who cares, whatever. The People versus Anthony Fauci, prosecuting him is our last chance for COVID justice. Time is running out to prosecute Dr. Anthony Fauci. After May 11th, Fauci, the man touted as America's doctor during the pandemic, who led the U.S. response, will be clear of the five-year statute of limitations. Past that date, he can't be indicted over allegations he lied to Congress about the origins of COVID or the United States government's role in funding research that may have led to the pandemic. But again, it's like lying about funding the pandemic. He funded the pandemic. How are you going to charge him for lying about a thing if you don't know the truth? And if you know the truth about the thing, if you know that the truth is they created the virus, the lying about it is the smallest part of that. The creating and releasing the virus is the biggest part. And then the lie was in service of all of the responses. It was absolutely crimes against humanity. I mean, it might be the most applicable thing ever to come under that label, because this wasn't a crime against a portion of humans. It wasn't a crime against a nation that they call crimes against humanity. This was a crime against the body of humanity itself, against all of us. And really, it's a crime against nature and against God. They injected freaking zoo animals and wild deer with mRNA vaccines. I mean, it wasn't just humans. They blanketed the world in this experimental death jab. It is not just a, it's like the crime against humanity. It's the crime of the millennia, as far as I'm concerned. I believe we have a video of, I guess it's Robert F. Kennedy's son talking about this. I'm not sure, guys, if you can find that. Here it is, 39. Let's go to clip 39 here. Hopefully this is in English. Should be. This is Connor Kennedy talking about what the trial may look like when it comes to Anthony Fauci. Let's watch.
The auto pardons, or the auto pen pardons, do you think that's something that will hold water? President Trump made that announcement that they're now null and void, so then Fauci can be arrested. Do you think he'll be arrested?
I think they're going to drag him in front of Congress and he's going to perjure himself, in which case hopefully he'll be arrested.
You could ask him one question on the stand. What would it be?
Well, I think he is such an egomaniac. He'll lie to save his own ego, to try to, you know, go down as the guy that people were selling the candles of and stuff like that. I would like to see the emails that, you know, obviously we got a trove of leaked emails from him. Part of those emails said, you know, if you have anything really crazy to send, put, you know, send it to my personal email. I would like to see what's on those emails. If I had to ask him one question, I would say, you know, why do you do gain of function research? Just why?
Right.
Give us, if he really had to answer the truth on that and say bioweapons out loud, that would be a violation of the Geneva Convention, and you know, off to a new Nuremberg style trial with you and everybody else involved. Right.
So if I ask you that question, you're Dr. Fauci. Could you answer? Let me ask you the question, though.
Yeah.
So I'm you, and I'm saying, why do you make bioweapons? No, why do you do gain of function?
Well, let me be perfectly clear. There was a biodefense boom in America. The Pentagon was throwing money at me. And what am I going to do? I need the money. I approve the grant.
That's what you would say?
That's something like that.
If he was telling the truth, that's what you would say.
That was a great impression. That was very good. So you want a job? I think you could host a show on the Alex Jones Network. So that was Connor Kennedy, RFK Jr.'s son, really hinting at the truth. There should be Nuremberg trials for Anthony Fauci. If I had a chance to question Anthony Fauci and demand an answer, it might be something like firing squad or noose. Your choice. Your choice, sir. We're going to give you a final choice in dictating the, you know, specificity of your ultimate judgment, but that's what you deserve. And it is. It is absolutely what all of these people deserve. And frankly, it's sort of an additional crime on top of all the other crimes that justice has not been served yet. but we have more. Let's go to clip 43 here. Clip 43. A new study confirms Fauci and the top officials used fake PCR case count to justify all of their crap, which, of course, we knew from the beginning and we're telling you the whole time and reported throughout the entirety of the COVID pandemic. But, yeah, it's good to acknowledge it once again. Let's watch.
All of a sudden now there's talk of Anthony Fauci being prosecuted as that may have been an auto pen pardon. This study looked at this German lab. You can think of it as the command center of Germany's PCR testing. So these researchers went and looked week by week the differences between PCR positive rates and antibody positivity rate. So antibody positivity, if you are positive, that means you were infected. With the PCR tests, they found that 86% of those who had a positive PCR reading, 86% did not have antibodies. So they weren't actually currently infected. So what this means is for only 14% in the early pandemic, only 14% of PCR positive cases represented true infections. So, I mean, that means that basically all of this stuff, all of these cases and, here in America, 14 days to slow the spread. And I know there were similar things in Europe. This was all based on a seemingly fraudulent metric. This should be on the front page news of every major news organization because the past 4 years, we went through the lockdowns. People's lives were shattered. They lost their jobs. They lost their livelihoods. And it was all based on now a verifiably highly flawed test that in which only 14% represented true infection. So there really should be a form of accountability. And, we have to start talking about this because this cannot happen again.
So, and that was from the McCullough Foundation. So it's understandable that at the time, in the midst of all of it, maybe you believed the crap they were selling you. Now, we saw through all of it. We were telling you this the entire time. They're kicking us off the internet for telling you the truth about all of this. But it's been 6 years. By now, it's all been admitted. It's all been studied. It's all been discovered. Every single aspect of COVID-19 was an outrageous lie spread by people who knew exactly what they were doing. And that's the thing you have to understand. The source of the virus was an absolute lie. It came from the lab in Wuhan. Everybody should have known that. The PCR tests that were used to show the spread being so virulent and dangerous, absolute lie. They just turn up the sensitivity and it'll have a positive basically 99.9% of the times. Even early on in the PCR test, people in Africa were testing Coke bottles and lizards and they were coming back positive. It was always fraudulent. The way that they kept people from knowing about it until it was too late to do anything about it, calling you a racist, that you hated Chinese people for pointing out the spread of the virus. Every single aspect, the masks, the lockdowns, the vaccines, obviously, every single aspect was a deliberate lie, and there's no excuse for believing any of it anymore. The only thing to do now is to, like any murder investigation, go back through, look at the evidence, and punish the murderers. The PCR tests were 86% false. And even those 14%, I would be surprised if they weren't just something like the flu. Remember when the flu disappeared for a year? Remember how they just ignored that just impossible reality? Remember how they sent people into nursing homes, even though it was elderly people and the infirm that would be the most likely to succumb to it? Remember how they held the Event 201 game plan right before the outbreak? I mean, none of this is even speculative. None of it's questionable whatsoever at this point. We absolutely know who did it, how they did it, and how they tried to cover it up. We have them dead to rights. Now we need them punished. Dead in reality after a court trial and the Nuremberg punishment. And again, that's just the normal reaction. How can more people not be? It's like especially the people that fell for it. Again, that's the thing I don't understand. We didn't fall for any of it. I'm not mad that, you know, Anthony Fauci tricked me. I was never tricked. But for those of you that wore masks for years, that took the vaccine and probably have, you know, permanent physical damage to yourself because of it, the people that broke up with their families and ended long-term relationships, lost your jobs, these people did that to you. Where is your outrage? Where is your fury? Where is your righteous indignation that they took advantage of your vulnerability? They took advantage of the fear they created in you with a virus they created in a lab. Where is your fury for these people? Because we never fell for it. I never took the vaccine. I never wore the mask. I never stayed locked down. I worked like a dog for all of COVID-19, actually. My taxes paid for you to sit at home. Is that it? Do you feel some sort of guilt? Do you feel guilty because if you admit that it was all fake, then you'd have to admit that you went along with the evil, that you actually were in service of the scumbags? Is it your pride that stops you from recognizing what they did to you? It's just in a world that seems in a constant, desperate search for victimhood, you don't have to look that far. We've all been victimized by these people. And it's not about, oh, we're a victim, feel sorry for us. It's about justice. They victimized us. Now we should destroy them. That's how this works. But not if you just pretend it never happened. Not if you just block that out of your memory. Some sort of post-traumatic stress response, you weaklings. Let's go finally to clip 52 here. Again, the mass injection, the vaccine, probably the worst thing ever done to humanity, and just the scale. I mean, it really is biblical. I remember first reading when they were injecting wild deer and injecting zoo animals, and it just like, I just felt this like out of body. I like started to get dizzy. I'm just like, this is an attack against creation. This is the craziest thing that's ever happened. If this was in a movie, nobody would believe it. It would be a farce to have this, you know, virus spreading, and it's just like, they know exactly where it came from. They know exactly why it's spreading. They know exactly where it is. And they just hide it all and have the whole world just going insane, running out in the woods and injecting rabbits with, you know, mRNA vaccine. It's crazy what they did to us. They drove us all insane. Well, they drove you all insane. We're the sane ones here, just trying to keep the ship afloat. Let's watch clip 52. This is from the Truth Department.
The mass injecting of more than half the world's population with that drug is the worst thing that has ever happened in the history of our species. And it has happened now. Yeah. And I know that's very, very difficult for a lot of people to accept, particularly people who've had it. But we are now living in the aftermath of that. And the repercussions are going to go on, I'm afraid, for a very long time. It's not like, oh, people, lots of people died and now they've finished dying. And obviously we want justice. People will keep dying, keep being extremely ill, probably be infertile, affected in all kinds of different ways for years and years, I'm afraid. And people have to kind of accept that thing took place. And anybody who was involved at any kind of high level with making that happen is not your friend.
Not only is it a imperative on us, in the sake of justice, in the name of our country, to punish these people. You know why you punish criminals first and foremost? So they don't do it again. Guess what? They're doing it again, folks. We'll cover it on the other side. Stay with us.
We've been right about the poison shots and raised the main alarm, and right about the open borders, and right about the wars, and right about the entire agenda. That's why the bad guys want us off air. And that's why it's such a revolutionary act when you take the live feed from Real Alex Jones on X or on Rumble at AJN Live. That's the new site on Rumble. Hundreds of thousands followed just last day. I want to thank all you that did at AJN Live there. Follow us there. Get the free app for the Droid and for Apple for your phone at alexjonesapp.com. This is a revolutionary act. Share it on your email list, your text message list. Tell those you share it to share it. That creates the chain reaction. And then support us at thealexjonesstore.com. When you support us, we are absolutely unstoppable. Become a VIP at thealexjonesstore.com because you get $40 to spend in the store each month, special deals, special offers, special sales on everything on top of it, canceling time. Stand with us. All of our victories are shared together. It's because of you. Take action now. at realauctionshows.com and theauctionstore.com.
Well, we feel really good that we're one step closer to achieving one of the primary goals that the families had when they brought this litigation, which was to prevent Alex Jones from ever inflicting the kind of harm at scale that he had inflicted upon them.
We look forward to infesting your social media feeds with caricatures and grotesqueries of the very people who have ruined our media ecosystem over the last 10 years.
I am going to make a big announcement right now, and that might affect our relationship. And I am pledging myself to Satan and to the Prince of Darkness.
Oh, I read about this last night on a website.
After a decade of trying to shut us down and spending hundreds of millions of dollars to do it, believe they will be successful shutting us down Thursday night at midnight. But we're starting the Alex Jones Network. And the coordinates of the next phase of the InfoWar is alexjoneslive.com. So if you want to stand against the tyrants and against the censors and against the globalists and against their goal to shut us down, share that URL in your whole email list, your text message list, all over X, Facebook, TikTok, everywhere else. The coordinates of the next level, the next phase, the chapter in the fight against the tyrants is alexjoneslive.com. And go to alexjonesapp.com and download on Android or on Apple free the app for the new Alex Jones Live show that has audio and video feeds, the articles, special reports, and more. The tyrants are counting on you to not take this serious. They're counting on you to not take action. So take action now at alexjoneslive.com and alexjonesapp.com. The ball is in your court. Roll over and submit to tyranny or stand up and fight 1776 2.0. You're unstoppable. But I know this. The answer in 1984 is 1776. And if they were looking for a fight, they better believe they got one.
So much work goes into this, and it's all funded by you going to thealexjonesstore.com. So this is a fundraiser time right now. We need to be raising funds because we are launching into the next stage of our, you know, rocket trip. We've shed one booster, and now the new one's firing up, and we need you to fill our tank and give us the fuel to get to that next level. So please do go to thealexjonesstore.com. There is a mega sale going on right now. You're getting 40% off methylene blue tincture, methylene blue caps, Ultra DNA Revival, Shilajit caps and gummies, up to 35% off methylene red tincture, colostrum, and MK Ultra, and you're getting 30% off all apparel, shirts, hats, hoodies, and everything else. You know, what we sell you at thealexjonesstore.com are just like these amazing naturally occurring vitamins, minerals, supplements, just CMOS and Shilajit. It just is like God's gift to humanity. At some point, humanity discovers it. And get it at thealexjonesstore.com. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is War Room Live. However you're watching us, thank you for finding us. You know, one thing, once we get sort of settled in, we're still sort of, you know, we're in the first week here at the Alex Jones Network in the new offsite studio. So we're still sort of working out some of the kinks, figuring out how to make everything run smooth as butter. I think what I want to do is start incorporating more of like the chat into the show. I don't know how exactly we're going to do that, but I know we're up on Rumble now. Maybe we'll get the Rumble chat going, maybe like highlight certain, maybe the crew can like highlight certain chat, bring them up on screen and we can answer them. But obviously here in the modern media landscape, interaction is, you know, the currency of the realm. And so however you're supporting us, the easiest way to do it is just click that share button, share the link, clip something out, whatever you can do to spread the word about us. And make sure people know where to find us at the Alex Jones Network, at AJ and Live, alexjoneslive.com. Get the app, of course. However you can spread news about where we are and how we're still in operation and still doing everything that we normally do, we thank you so much for your support in that way and in all ways. And, of course, the best way is thealexjonesstore.com. We have fantastic sales going on there all the time. And, of course, it's the way that we get funding. It's the way that we've been able to build this backup studio. It's the way that we are fundraising to our next level and the next stage of the operation. So support us in this and support yourself with the products at thealexjonesstore.com. I told you yesterday, I'm still feeling it today, man. You take these supplements, and if you take them regularly to the point where you do it unconsciously, like at the old studio, there was just a place where all the items were, and I would just, without thinking about it, be taking them. And you get used to it, and then you think like, oh yeah, I'm always healthy and energized and feeling good. And then you stop taking them, and you're like, why is everything gray? Why is everything so heavy? And it's like, oh right, I'm not taking the supplements. If you take the supplements, I mean, it might be subtle, but then you stop taking them, and you're like, whoa, that was actually really intense. So really, like, once you acclimate yourself to them, you realize how powerful they are and how good they are. And how much you miss them when they're gone. So get yours today and set yourself up on this journey and just feel better than you've ever felt before. That's really what's going to happen when you improve your life with the supplements, with exercise, with just, you know, not letting all this bad news, bear you down. And there's a chemical element to that. You know, that's why they manipulate your chemicals. Like, this is a very real thing. And it's like, your body goes through phases as you go through life that alters your chemical balance, that changes the way you interpret the world. It's why, like, it's so easy to fall in love with your high school girlfriend, because your chemicals firing in your brain. It's like, that's the time throughout evolution that you were supposed to be pair bonding. And so, like, it literally is easier to fall in love. Like, you feel stronger about your girlfriend in high school than you probably will ever feel about anybody, because the chemicals are firing like that. Or you can watch a movie, and if you're with a bunch of friends and you're all like feeling good, it's going to be the funniest thing you've ever seen. Your sides are hurting from laughing. Then you watch it again later in a different mood, and you're like, why did I ever think this was funny? It's the same thing. You're getting the same information input, only we're not like computers. We don't just like input in, output out, and it's always the same. It changes depending on your chemical balance at the time. And so if they can alter your chemical balance to where just like it's the filter through which you see the world. So, you know, an event of InfoWars going down and being taken down under one chemical, you know, construct, it's sad, it's depressing, it's horrible, it's awful. Just alter those chemicals a little bit, and your testosterone, you know, up your testosterone a little bit, and it's like, okay, now we have a fight. Now we got something to sink our teeth into. Now we got a goal to reach for. Now we're fired up. So, like, really keeping your body as healthy as possible is, like, directly correlated to how you're able to handle and parse this information and how you perceive any of it. So you've got to make sure to keep this, you know, the mind-body balance in your thoughts as you, you know, and I do it too, where I'm like, I'm sure everybody does, where you're just in a bad mood and there's like something small just ticks you off. I don't even have to do it with like my family or my wife, where it's like, look, it's not that thing that's pissing me off. I'm mad about something else. I'm just mad in general. I'm just off right now. And so it's not that little thing that really pissed me off, but because I'm already in this mood and that little thing just puts you over the top. Like, I don't know. You gotta be conscious of that stuff and go, look, I'm just mad because I'm hungry. You know, like, if you can't recognize that, then you're going to blame your anger on something else and get mad at that. Anyway, you just gotta be conscious of this stuff. And I feel like we got a lot of people walking around there who walking around this country who just have no connection to their body, no connection to the, like, really chemical / spiritual landscape that they're operating in. But this has always been part and parcel with the InfoWars and Alex Jones' message, the philosophy and ideology that we represent. It's like all of this stuff is tied in together. There is no distinction between the natural, the supernatural, the digital, and the spiritual. We're all in one big quagmire here. And you can't affect one thing without massively affecting the others. So we give you amazing ways to fight back against the chemical poisons of the world around you, which don't just lower your health, but lower your ability to contend with reality in a very real way. You can fight back against this with the Modern World Survival Pack. It's your daily survival pack. Shilajit capsules, Atomic Defense, and the CMOS capsules, packed with minerals to support overall wellness, thyroid health, and immune function. Of course, Atomic Defense is your daily defense and cellular support supplement, and the Shilajit gummies support natural energy, stamina, and daily vitality. You can also get some other stacks sort of the collections of supplements that all work in tandem with each other and sort of are better than the sum of their parts. The gut and detox defense stack has zeolite detox and defense to support your body's natural detox pathways, T3 trifecta iodine to support thyroid function, metabolism, energy, and hormone balance, and then bovine colostrum plus to support gut health, immune defense, nutrient absorption, and recovery. And you're getting these for like massive discount. All of these packs are under $100. The Modern World Survival Pack is under $90 when they would regularly sell out at over $150. So make sure you're stocking up now. We've got more stacks to tell you about later in the show, but let's get back to the news right now. So obviously, I see a sort of, maybe it's coincidental, maybe not, but the fact that right now Anthony Fauci is fast approaching the date upon which he apparently will be able to get away with lying about the mass murder he committed. That's kind of weird, but that's May 11th. And at exactly the same time, there's an alleged outbreak of hantavirus. I think I'm pronouncing that right. On a cruise ship that doesn't look like a cruise ship, which is kind of weird. The cruise ship is like no cruise ship I've ever seen. It looks like a scientific vessel, to be honest with you. I don't see any slides. Don't see any diving boards or swimming pools. I don't see any thing that would hint that it's a typical cruise ship. Now, the fact that it was a cruise ship to Antarctica might also be another reason why conspiracy theorists have their ears pricked up, because anything having to do with Antarctica is immediately suspicious to me. Because only suspicious things go on down there. And if you weren't, like, I heard about the hantavirus thing. There have been a bunch of little scares like this since COVID, right? There will be a little outbreak of whatever it is, the Nipah virus or, you know, this little thing over there. And every time it's people going, oh, here we go again, COVID again. They're doing it again. And I'm not mocking that, by the way. I think that's an appropriate reaction to have when your world has been attacked by a, you know, genocidal elite using engineered bioweapons to try to kill everybody and then force us all in an experimental vaccine. Like, I understand why every single little outbreak of some new disease causes us aware people to get, you know, hyper concerned. And so when the first sort of stories about, oh, hantavirus on a cruise ship, I'll sort of keep an eye on it and, you know, going, okay, this could be another false alarm. It could be something real. And you see the pictures of the ship and you go, it doesn't look like a cruise ship to me. And then you see basically the only video that's come out about it so far from one of the people on the ship. And I mean, I watched it for 10 seconds and it was like, what the hell is this? Maybe it's totally real. Maybe the guy's totally legitimate. Maybe he's being totally honest, but it is so bizarre the way this guy is talking. I don't know. It's one of these things where it's like, I wasn't really that concerned until I saw this video. And then I'm like, okay, this is something. And now, like I said, something like this breaks. You've got all hands on deck. You've got this enormous human intelligence network on X and all over the internet diving in and investigating it. And what they found is that there is a lot of smoke here. May not be a fire, but we've got an event very similar to Event 201 having just taken place. We've got new bioweapon labs created in Argentina in October of 2025 that handled this virus in particular. Like, I'll go over all of this, but let's begin with that video from the cruise ship. This is 37. And this guy seems like he is reading from a script, and there's just something so fraudulent about this video, in my opinion. I just am not buying it. I'm just not buying it. But let's watch and you judge it for yourself. Here it is.
I normally wouldn't make a video like this, but I feel like I need to say something, so I wrote a few things down. I am currently on board the MV Hondius, and what's happening right now is very real for all of us here. We're not just a story. We're not just headlines. We're people. People with families, with lives, with people waiting for us at home. There's a lot of uncertainty, and that's the hardest part. All we want right now is to feel safe, to have clarity, and to get home. So if you're seeing coverage about this, just remember that there are real people behind it, and that this isn't something happening somewhere far away. It's happening to us right now. I'll share more when I can, but for now, I just ask for your kindness and understanding. Thank you.
So to me, the thing about that is like, what? I don't know how to explain. It's just like, what is he even talking about? What I mean to say is that it's not anything like in particular about it. It's just like, imagine how you would think a video about this would go versus how that was. Like, what is he even talking about? This isn't just a story where real human beings, like, yeah, we know. What? He's acting like he's being victimized by people talking about this. Dude, like, what? Why, though? Like, the way I would expect somebody on the ship to do would be like, hey, you know, I'm on the ship. There's this virus. I'm fine. I think it should be fine. This is really a pain in the butt. I was supposed to be home. The cruise was great up until, you know, people started dying. Like, it sucks. But he's just like, you know, we're real people. And it's like, yeah, we know you're real people. We know that you're human beings. Why do you feel the need to tell us that? Like, I just don't get it. You've got this ship in the middle of the ocean. It's got virus on it. You've got news reports in America going, hey, there's this rare disease that seems like it might be spreading between people, but there's people infected on this ship. People are like, oh, wow, like, are they okay? What's going on? Showing interest. It's not like immediately people were just like, well, they deserve it for being on a cruise. Like, if that was the response, and I could understand people going, what the hell? We're just people. We're just people trying to live our lives. Like, okay, yeah, if that was the response. But he's like complaining about being dehumanized because people are interested in the story of the virus on the ship. It just makes no sense. It's just disconnected with reality. It is a truly bizarre video to post when so far everybody's just like, uh-oh, looks like there's a virus. Hope everybody's okay. And you're going to make a video being like, but we're human beings. It's like, yeah, we know. That's why we're concerned about you. What are you talking about? Truly crazy. I mean, truly inexplicable what the point of that video was, who he was talking to, why he seems like an emotional wreck about this. What? So I'm not the only one that got very weird feelings about this video that just makes no sense. This is somebody named Dre, who actually, I think we played a video of hers recently. Maybe I didn't play the video, but she's been doing a lot of good research about the underground IT bunker that they're building underneath the ballroom. But she apparently is a big fan of cruise ship TikTok, which is a whole subgenre of TikToks, people on cruise ships, people who work on cruise ships, who are influencers and just document sort of the chaos that goes on there. So here is TikTok user Dre, clip 38, talking about her reaction to seeing that video and simply not believing it. Let's watch.
Now, something is off about this cruise ship in the Atlantic with the hantavirus outbreak, and I cannot let it go. This is the MV Hondius, an expedition cruise ship owned and operated by Oceanwide Expeditions. And the route went from Argentina through Antarctica and the South Atlantic, with stops in South Georgia and Tristan da Cunha and St. Helena, all before heading towards Cape Verde. And I'm sorry, how is it that there are 147 people on board, with 3 people dead, 7 confirmed cases of the hantavirus, and the only video we've all seen from inside the ship is one guy named Jake crying in his cabin? No, I'm sorry, I'm not buying it, okay? Because you're talking to somebody who watches a lot of cruise ship drama on TikTok. In fact, it is one of my favorite TikTok subgenres that exists, okay? I watch it all the time. And if there's one thing that I've learned from those TikTokers, it is that if someone so much as catches a stomach flu on a Carnival cruise, there are 19 TikToks, 4 Facebook Lives, and some woman named Brenda locked in a closet filming herself saying, please help us, like it's the frickin' Blair Witch Project. So I decided to investigate. Not a full rabbit hole, because I have other investigations that require my attention right now, but what I did find was interesting. So first I went looking for the original Jake video because, like many of you, the first time I saw it was on the CBS TikTok account, which is a company owned by Larry Ellison now, but I digress. I couldn't find the original video anywhere, but luckily CBS did put in the tippy-top corner of the video Jake's username on TikTok, so I went to his page to see if I could find it there. No. So I started scrolling through Jake's page, and I learned that he is a Boston travel content creator, and he's been to, like, hundreds of countries, although none of his videos have gotten, like, a super high amount of views, but yet he's got 5.6 million. I just know that. That's weird. Anyways, he's got sponsorship links. He's got collaborations. He's got a Yahoo email. And if you go over to TikTok shop, he's hawking a bunch of, you know, travel consumerism junk. And I'm scrolling through his posts, and he's got this weird PR statement as one of them. Mind you, he didn't even post the video that he sent to CBS on his own account, remember? So, I don't know, it's weird. But then I hit this penguin video from the trip, and it's a stunning video with a high-resolution camera, and, I mean, look, the sky is insane. It's clearly very beautiful. But just keep in mind what this sky looks like, okay? Because it's gonna come back later. In fact, his photos and videos are so beautiful, it is kind of hard to believe that it's not AI. No, but Michael.Elizabeth08, I'm with you. So I went to Google and searched for the name of the ship, the MV Hondius, filtered the dates to be before the outbreak became public, and went to videos to see if I had missed anything, because this is the exact kind of trip where you would normally see people posting pictures of wildlife, or videos of the sunset, or rough seas with the yo-ho sound, cabin tours, meals, anything. The only videos are from Jake Rosmarion. This is weird! And then I read about one other passenger who was quoted in BBC and AP coverage named Kazem Hato, also known online as Ibn Hatuta. Sorry if I mispronounced that. This guy. And he sent over footage over WhatsApp to AP News and BBC, and he gave them quotes specifically saying, "Actually, morale is high. People are watching movies, reading, and drinking hot drinks." Three people are dead. And then it gets even weirder because he's posting stuff like this on his story. You can pause to read it, but the second paragraph says, "This whole situation has been blown out of proportion partly because of one person panicking on the ship whose video has been circulating on the media. While his reaction is valid, it doesn't represent the situation on board. Everyone else, 148 out of 149, has been calm. The situation is under control, and we just wish those who are sick a speedy recovery." And his videos also look cinematic, except if you'll notice, his sky is blue. His video clips around a lot, but from every which angle, it's the same blue sky. You mean to tell me that both of these content creators were there during sunset and Jake's the only one that got a video with the beautiful pink orange sky? Mm-mm-mm. Fools, they think we're fools. I mean, come on, you expect us to believe that after the outbreak happens and people are locked in their rooms forced to quarantine, and the only two passengers from inside the ship we hear from are two travel influencers? Nope, absolutely not. As a dedicated consumer of cruise drama TikTok, I reject this whole premise. Look, maybe the cruise company told them they weren't allowed to post, maybe the Wi-Fi is bad, or maybe everybody on that cruise ship just genuinely has great self-control, in which case, good for them. But I'm just saying, the silence to severity ratio is weird.
Silence to severity ratio. I think that's a good way to put it. Again, I don't blame anybody for being very suspicious of the story that we're currently being told, especially, and this is sort of a flashback to one of the other events that seemed like it was going to be the next big COVID outbreak. Y'all remember monkeypox? I think it was monkeypox, right? That there was a big monkeypox outbreak after a giant gay orgy on an island off of Spain. There's like a Canary Island, I don't know, electronica gay orgy event, and monkeypox spread there. I remember at the time going, all right, well, this is an easy fix. You know, it's an island. You know, everybody on the island, it's not that many people. There's like 3,000 people. You can quarantine every single one of them, isolate them. You could stop that spread in an instant. How much easier is it with a cruise ship? If you've got an outbreak on a cruise ship, that's like ideal. You just, it's a plague ship. This is like the oldest thing in sailing. It's like you park them off the harbor, you make them wait for a couple weeks. If they're all alive at the end, they get to, you know, come on shore. Yeah, monkeypox outbreaks likely spread from sex at two raves in Europe, says WHO expert. And then it went away pretty quickly because they realized that it only affected gay men, except for dogs and children that live near gay men, and then got embarrassing and just sort of went away. But the point was that, like, if they wanted to stop the outbreak, it would not have been that hard. If your choices are between, like, potentially allow another worldwide pandemic and all of the death and destruction that comes about from that, or just like deprive 3,000 people of their civil liberties for a week or two so you can guarantee they aren't infected and aren't going to spread the plague. It's a very easy choice to make. But for some reason, it's like, yeah, there's this outbreak on this island, and then everybody went home to every country around the world. And it's like, why did you let them go home? What the hell? Now it's on a cruise ship, and it's like, okay, you park the cruise ship off the shore. You send in heavily fortified teams covered in the PPE material and, you know, aren't going to spread the infection. You keep them there. You treat them on the ship. And until everybody's either dead or cured, it just stays there. Shouldn't be that hard. And so when you look at the way the WHO handled COVID-19 and the way they're handling the hantavirus on this cruise ship, it's like it has to be deliberate that they want this to spread, because you don't have an outbreak on a cruise ship that spreads beyond the cruise ship without doing it on purpose. Right? I mean, that's obvious, right? But now, apparently, according to the New York Times, it's from Unusual Whales on X, 23 hantavirus cruise passengers returned home to all corners of the world, including to the U.S., and one of them is already sick. So now everybody on every plane with them, everybody who's come in contact with them, the hospitals that they are now, like, they could all be exposed. This is the type of thing, and I remember saying it early on in COVID as well. It's like, and it's in the skits I did about COVID, where it's like, oh, don't worry about it. The WHO is funded with billions and billions of dollars. All they do every day, all day, is try to study emergent viruses, identify emergent viruses, and come up with plans to deal with emergent viruses. And in the skit, I go, oh, okay, so they've got this under control. Nope, they're not going to do anything for months until it spreads all over the world and can't be stopped. And then they'll step in and tell you to wear a mask and stay home. Yeah, that's insane. If we have the WHO, and it still exists despite, you know, being defunded by America, but like, what were we funding anyway? How do you not, at the bare minimum, come up with some sort of plan of action that if there's a new virus that comes out, how do we isolate and silo it? It's like, where are any of these? And you don't need a World Health Organization to do this either. You need basic common sense. But they don't do it, even though they're funded by billions of dollars and have all of the resources they could ever possibly need to contain and manage something like this. They don't, for some reason. Gee, I wonder why that is. Oh, and by the way, Exercise Polaris was held in April of this year, practicing for the next WHO major disease outbreak. So we have our Event 201. It was the Polaris Initiative. And we'll look up that. We're going to be joined by Brandon Weikert on the other side. We're going to talk about the war in Iran. We're going to start with a report from Dropside News. Stay with us, folks.
We've been right about the poison shots and raised the main alarm, and right about the open borders, and right about the wars, and right about the entire agenda. That's why the bad guys want us off air. And that's why it's such a revolutionary act when you take the live feed from Real Alex Jones on X or on Rumble at AJN Live. That's the new site on Rumble. Hundreds of thousands followed just last day. I want to thank all of you that did at AJN Live there. Follow us there. Get the free app for the Droid and for Apple for your phone at alexjonesapp.com. This is a revolutionary act. Share it on your email list, your text message list. Tell those you share it to share it. That creates the chain reaction. And then support us at thealexjonesstore.com. But the sister site of the owner of the Alex Jones Network, Bigly, is realalexjones.com. And they hold back 10% of the knives and the coins and the t-shirts that are limited edition there. A lot of the stuff that you'll find that's sold out at thealexjonesstore.com is available at realalexjones.com, like the modern, updated World War II trench knife with the blacked out, murdered out brass knuckles, the skull crusher, 10-inch double-edged dagger, five different limited edition laser engraved designs. They're all about to sell out. Only a few hundred left at realalexjones.com. So take advantage of that. Support us. The ultramethylene blue, the bovine colostrum, the Shilajit, all the very best supplements you're going to find are at realalexjones.com. When you support us, we are absolutely unstoppable. But whatever you do, become a VIP at thealexjonesstore.com, because you get $40 to spend in the store each month, special deals, special offers, special sales on everything on top of it. and you can cancel any time. There's no commitment, just in your profile. You pay $30 a month, you get $40 to spend instantly, and the special deals, special deals, special offers, cancel any time. Stand with us. We've got so much more work to do. All of our victories are shared together. It's because of you. Take action now at RealAuctionShows.com and TheAuctionStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.